Okay, we'll be starting off tonight's conversation about vision boards versus blueprints. Which one is right for you to be able to produce the most consistent results? And it's going to start out with a question. And before I pose that question, I'm going to wait for a couple of people to dial in. And if you want to zoom this over to the 5 minute mark, you can do that so you can hear the nature of the conversation. One thing I'll tell you in advance is that this is not going to be a dumbed down conversation. Which is kind of what we are all accustomed to now in this in the realm of social media. This is going to challenge you to actually think critically about vision boards versus blueprints, right? And why it makes a difference. Okay, so I'm just gonna wait about 5 minutes to have a couple people queue up for those who are available to join the conversation live. And for those who don't have access to getting on right now live, they're gonna get a recorded version of this in the form of the replay that's gonna be on my page. And or the audio that'll be available in podcast form or inside of the 25 Blueprint Academy site. Okay, so I'm just gonna wait for a few minutes here before we get started. And as a matter of fact, let's actually kind of kick this off while we wait. Jamie, welcome, welcome, welcome. Good to see you on here. Just hit a thumbs up just to make sure that you're still connected. Sometimes it's a delay too with the thumbs up or the reaction, the emoji reactions. The audio is too low. Okay, good to know. Good to know. All right, so the audio is too low. Do I need to just kind of like increase my projection? Like shout a little bit more. Is that better? Is that better? Is that better? Easier? Easier to hear? All right. I'm gonna be a theatric version of myself today and start broadcasting my voice. All right, great. We got another person who just chimed in for a moment ago. Welcome, welcome. Just sent the wave out there. Let's see once we a couple more minutes then we get kicked off. All right, so just to kick this off, because at the end of the day, for those who don't get the live version, they'll get the replay. Let's jump into this. As far as audios, when it comes to, I'm sorry, not audios. Yep, I think you just fell out of the connection. So you drop. All right, so let's talk about vision boards and blueprints. So when you hear vision board, what's your definition of a vision board? And you can type in the chat, right? So you can actually give a verbal. A verbal reply, and I'll repeat it for anyone who can't hear it, and or you can type it in the chat. So when you hear vision board, what comes to mind? What do you think a vision board is? How do you define it? And like I said, you can type it in the chat, or you can post it, or you can say it verbally, and I can repeat it. Okay, looking out for your definition if you've posted it. If you're speaking, I'm not able to hear you, just so you know. Because your audio would be too low if you're saying something and I can't hear it. All right. Okay. Well, I'll simplify things a little bit as well by going ahead and re sharing some publicly available definitions, right? Of vision boards versus blueprint, right? Preston, good to see you, Preston. Thank you for joining. Thank you for joining. It's good to see you here. I'm just sending a wave your way. Okay, so let's kick this off. All right. So, vision board, I'm just going to give you guys a definition of a vision board. A vision board is considered a collage of images and words representing a person's wishes or goals intended to serve as inspiration or motivation. Okay? All right. So I repeat that again. A vision board is considered a collage of images and words representing a person's wishes or goals, intended to serve as inspiration
and work
or motivation. So if there's an echo, Jamie, just mute out on the either laptop or iPad or tablet that you might be using, so that you can hear just through Instagram. Okay.
It's like using
because I'm hearing an echo. As a matter of fact, yeah, I think I've got that muted on all devices. Let me just make it muted everywhere. Okay. All right. Cool deal. Okay, so everybody got the definition of vision board, okay? Now, I'm going to read to you the blueprint definition.
Yes.
All right. So blueprint definition is a design plan or technical drawing, okay? A design plan or technical drawing. Now, in a verb form, it's to draw up a plan or a model, right? The landscape architect blueprinted a 10-year plan for regeneration of the magnificent formal gardens. That's like a sentence that's used here in this definition, okay? So now let's look at this. If you wanted to manifest something, and the question that I posed with this whole thing was vision board versus blueprint, which one is best for you to produce results most consistently, okay? Between a blueprint and a vision board, which one is best for you to produce results consistently, okay? So if you think about the definitions I just gave, vision board, a collage of images and words representing a person's wishes or goals intended to serve as inspiration or motivation, versus a design plan or technical drawing. Which one of those, right? If you had to build a bunker to save yourself or your life, would you want to use to design that bunker? Would you want to use a collage of words and images to design or to create or fabricate your fortress? Or would you want to use a design plan or technical drawing to create it? Okay? All right, gotcha. All right. Okay? So, if you use a vision board, and actually there's nothing wrong with using a vision board, the question becomes, how would you know to what proportions to build it? Space, where the toilet should go, where the door or access points should go, how the air and ventilation should happen inside of this space. How would you know if you were to ask someone to assist in building it? How would they know where to place the flooring or what kind of flooring or what kind of steel or what kind of materials would go into this space? Okay. Could they tell that? Would they know that from looking at a vision board, or would they know that better by looking at blueprints? You can just type in your answers as well. Okay, I'll wait for there's a little bit of a delay here. Now, naturally, okay, good. So response is blueprints. Okay, now why blueprints? That's the question. So why blueprints? Why would you want them to build using blueprints instead of a vision board? Okay, I'll wait for the response. Why blueprints versus a vision board? Okay. All right, and while you're responding with that, I want to ask you another question. If if you've driven over a bridge in the past year, okay, or some structure, tunnel, bridge, do you think they built that bridge using a vision board on a day-to-day basis, or do you think they built that tunnel? Right? The bunker is the room. So just like a building, a house, you use blueprints. Okay, fantastic, right? And so if we, so the response was a bunker is a room. So just like building a house, you'd use blueprints. Okay, fantastic. So if we look at public infrastructure, bigger buildings in the form of a subway train, a bridge, a tunnel, and I would ask, hey, did they use blueprints to build those, or did they use vision boards to build those? What would your answer be? And I could predict and anticipate what the answer might be, right? Predictably would be. And you feel free to leave it in the chat as well. So I think it's kind of leaning towards, if it's not too obvious, that blueprints are going to be the option or the path of choice to take, right? And the rationale behind this, just to give you an example, is this. So in one of the answers or responses is a house plan, or
just to give you an example,
is a set of construction or working drawings that define all the construction specifications of a residential house, such as the dimensions, the materials, the layouts, installation methods, and techniques. Okay? So if you want to build a structure, you wouldn't be able to get too far with just the vision board, only because the vision board does not have the specifications, it does not have the dimensions, it does not have the materials, it does not have the layouts, and it does not have the installation methods, and it does not have the techniques. All right? All right? So if you wanted to have consistent results in whatever you're creating or whatever you're building, I think the choice between a vision board or a blueprint is kind of clear. Now, just to draw back the connection, it's not to dismiss that vision boards have no use or have no value. Vision boards are a great place to start. All right, JR is in the building. Good to see you, JR. Vision boards are a beautiful place to start. And the power of vision boards is that it gets the engine turned up or on to be able to have you to see things, right? The vision board allows you to, if you've been a little bit resigned or cynical or uninspired, vision board, if you flip through a car catalog or a magazine or whatever it is, you're able to see. Vision boards are definitely helpful. Okay, used one before. Great. Good to hear that, right? So the vision board can kind of get the juices flowing, get you thinking like, yeah, you know what? I do want a kitchen that looks like that. Man, you know what? I do want a finished basement with a pool room and a football table like this, or a movie room. Like, you get you just really getting excited about what you want to see, okay? But it won't be able to facilitate or help you when it's time to actually execute or build it. Okay? So in order to build it, you would actually need the blueprints to go with the vision board, or to be an extension of the vision board if you actually want to see it manifested or realized. Okay? And if you want it to be manifested and you want it to be realized, you would need, in order to draft up or draw up the blueprints, what is referred to as an architect. Okay? Totally makes sense. Right? Thank you, Jamie. Appreciate that feedback. Right? So you'd need an architect to draft up the drawings. Most people don't have the training or conditioning or even just graphic skills to even just create an illustration of what it is that they want to see. Okay? This is where it becomes important to have an architect, or in some cases, a coach or a consultant who can help you say, okay, if this is your vision, Does this drawing kind of represent where you want things to be? Is this drawing show you where the door should be? Does this drawing show you, you know, the orientation of how you want the pool table to be down in the basement? Is this drawing show you sort of enough detail of where you want, how you want the kitchen with the island to be set up, right? Now you start to go, okay, you've seen the vision, you got excited about it. But once you start seeing the blueprints, you even get more excited because you actually know that this is going to be a reality. And the way you know it's going to be a reality is because you're actually talking to the person who's giving you the drawings of what that vision is going to look like in real terms. And then when you have that, you need a builder. Somebody who's actually skilled and trained to know now, okay, this is where the flooring is going to go. Okay, we're going to install it this way. To put the pool in the back. Because the architect can't pull, it's not going to be the builder to put the pool in the back. They've given you the drawings to represent your vision board. And now you need the actual builders to go and bring it to life. Right? I appreciate that, JR. Yeah, good points. Welcome. I appreciate it. But this is what most of us miss. In the sort of dumbed down age of, hey, here's how you do this in three easy steps. Oftentimes people are telling you, oh yeah, this is the, are verbalizing and saying, oh, this is the way to do this in three easy steps. They're saying, oh, this is the blueprint. It's like the blueprint in three easy steps in three easy sentences. Are you serious? How am I supposed to build this, you know, beautiful house or future that I promised myself in three sentences that I'm seeing in a TikTok reel? Are you serious? It's crazy, right? So true vision boards, if you want them to come to life, is going to require some coaching, some guidance from the equivalent of what would be the architect to draw up the plans of how you bring this blueprint to life, okay? And then the builder, in this case, is going to be you. Because you're the person that's gonna be taking the action to install or to take the inventory of things so that this area or these areas of your life that are captured in your vision board, they come to life. Like, if you have an area of your vision board that's all about relationships, guess who's going to have to actually do the conversating and talking and phone calls and following through and showing up on a date, right? It's going to have to be you. Painting Perfection just showed up. Good to see you. Welcome, welcome. Okay. So all of these things, there's a sensibility to it. There's a practicality to it. You can't just hang back and put the vision board. Oh, to answer your question, JR, about what about mind maps? Great question. Somebody asked that question. What about mind maps? Okay. So mind maps are also helpful because they help you sort of, if you're someone who is a builder or you kind of have like a builder skill or at least mind, you understand how things should flow. Mind maps help you see how the dots should connect. So if you have like on your vision board, you want to, you know, create a business. Let's say you want to teach soccer. Okay. You're like, okay, you've got a team of students that are part of your soccer team in your vision board. Okay. The mind map says, okay, great. All right. Do I want to coach independently, like a private coach? Now you draw, okay, you have a node that represents, okay, I'm a private coach. And then you realize that, oh, you know what, for me to get the kind of clients I need to set up an Instagram page. So now you draw a line and you create, you know, the line to the Instagram page. You're like, okay, you know what, I need to also have a website so that parents can come and register their kids. Okay, great. So I need a website for that, right? So now the mind map sort of starts to help you visualize the steps that you need to take, right? So it'd be like the first step before the vision board. It can come before the vision board. I mean, because sometimes it's just easier to think through the steps to get somewhere by drawing a mind map. But the vision board, depending on kind of how your brain works, if you're a visual person, as in like pictures and words together kind of spark you and get you really, really hyped, vision board is the way to go. If you are like kind of really super nerdy technical and like the visuals and images are a little bit too much for you, you can of course kick things off using a mind map. And on your mind map, it might be, okay,
Of
vision board
course,
is one of the steps to get to where you want to go. Okay? So that's how I would describe it. But for you, are you a visual person, JR? What would you consider yourself? Kind of vision, right blade, right, supposedly the right brain is your visual side, and your left brain is more the nerdy, technical, detail side. All right, while JR is responding, I'll wrap up this thought. So all that to say, mind maps are helpful with diagramming out the steps. Vision boards are helpful with
helpful
visualizing
with
the final sort of outcome, the dream. It's easier to write things that I think of and then figure out step by step. Okay, after. Perfect. So that's your manifestation process, right? So your manifestation process is writing things out, okay? And then figure out the steps, okay, to do that, right? Depending on what the task is. So some tasks require, a bigger mind map, okay? Some tasks or some outcomes just require a to-do list. But we're talking really thinking outside of the predictable box of, okay, just these four steps and I have what I want. Something that requires a little bit more ambition, a little bit more vision, a little bit more commitment to make happen. Okay? And if that's the case, it definitely helps to have some visuals that even can help you communicate to other people what it is that you want as the outcome. Okay? So, to give an example, a lot of guys, when I am working with them on the image consulting side, when it comes to sort of wardrobing or styling, a lot of guys, and they've told me this, they say, man, I don't have a great, they say, man, I don't really have a great sense of style. That's what they've told me. Man, I'm colorblind. I don't have a great sense of style. I need your help. Okay? And what I can say is, all right, so do you, well, how would you describe your visual style, or like how would you want it to look? Do you want it to be the Jimmy Fallon aesthetic as far as clothing and suits? Now immediately visually they can think, oh yeah, you know what, Jimmy Fallon is kind of has that sort of English tailored bespoke look. Or do you want something that's a little bit more traditional, George Clooney? Right, although not many people can kind of think of George Clooney in suits, but they can kind of get the idea, right? He's a little older, more of a traditional fit. Things don't have to be so tight and fitting for him, so they can think, oh yeah, you know what? I'm kind of leaning towards more of a George Clooney or whoever the figure is, I can use to give them the visual. Okay, they wouldn't be able to see that if I mind mapped it out. Am I making sense? So some things, some outcomes are better served with visual representation. When you get to more technical things, the mind maps are very, very helpful. When you get to the things that are more creative and artistic, the vision boards are really a really great way to go. Okay? So to answer and close out with the question that I posed to kick this off, I mentioned that between blueprints or vision boards, which one is best for you to produce the most consistent results? I would hope that you're kind of seeing that if you want something to kind of be repeated and have the most consistent and reliable outcome, it's a little trickier to do it or to produce it over and over again using a vision board, only because the vision board doesn't have the technical details required. Exactly, right? Blueprints is the answer. Great answer, Jamie, right? So that's your answer, okay? If you've come to that conclusion, that's going to be your answer. So whatever the outcome is of what you want, no matter how small or big the goal is, if you want to be able to do it consistently and not just do it like once, oh yeah, that was a great time, I did this one time. If you want to be able to do it over and over and over years to come, it's going to be helpful to have a blueprint. So now the question becomes, what should that blueprint look like? How does it work? And for those of you who are part of the 25 Blueprint community, and you already have the Zoom link, you actually know exactly where I'm headed with this. So I'm going to show you in Zoom form. I'm going to diagram it out to kind of show you the differences between how you want to start thinking about blueprinting versus vision boarding and which path you want to take with whatever the outcomes are or dreams or goals that you have. Okay. So, and JR, if you want that link, just send me a DM. I'll get you that link if you want to join and just sort of see what it looks like and how it plays out. Okay. Any questions before we wrap up? All great questions, guys, and responses and engagement. JR, any other questions? You made some great points with mind mapping versus vision boarding, which actually I should probably do another content piece on. Okay. I'll just wait a couple more minutes before we do that. Before I wrap it up over here. Okay, so yep, Jamie's good. Yes, send me the link. Okay, great. Let's look through it together. All right, great. I will send you that now.
Okay, so yeah, Jamie's
good. Let's see. Okay. All right, JR. Give me 1 second here. Okay, great. So in a couple moments, you'll get that. And I'll close this out here so you guys can see. And for those of who are checking out the replay on this, if you want to see the replay of the Zoom that you would be missing because you're seeing this as a recording, definitely send me a message and I can get you access to that as well. All right. Thanks a lot. See you guys soon.